Well, looky here. Back for more, eh? I guess if I had nothing better to do, I'd be wasting my time on these silly radio talkies too. Since you're here, might as well give you the rub. What comes after this is strictly for laughs. Ain't none of it for reals, so don't kid yourself. Now, I'm going to listen to something I like. Silence.
Welcome back, folks. Red Mullet talking at you here. Not that you didn't already know that. After all, my name is in the title of this thing. But what's in a name? If I was to be called the Crimson Crew Cut, or the Ginger Avenger, or the Auburn Cyburn, would I be any different? Absolutely I would. Ain't no other quaffed can embody the perfect combination of both business and party. At least, I wouldn't have it any other way. And there's no other place I'd rather be than sitting right here chatting with you folks. Except maybe on a dark, misty trail in the middle of nowhere, face to face with a dangerous miscreant who just done realized his fate is sealed with a silver duct tape ribbon. But there's time for that later. For now, on with the daggum show. I'm tickled pink to have our next guest on the show today. You'll see why in a minute when I introduce him, but first, let's get some business out the way. I'd like to thank our sponsors, who encourage us to stay on the air every week. If you'd like to chip in like kind, or contribute your comments or questions, email us at redmulletmovie@andrewchandler.net, or hit us up on the Red Mullet and Cowboy Facebook fan page. We'd love to hear from you. And coincidentally, it's your inquiries that have led to the appearance of our next guest. As you well may know, my sidekick, Cowboy, is not just my partner in Vigilante Justice, who occasionally provides color commentary on here. He is also the editor and producer of this show. Well, you listeners didn't seem to think that that was adequate. So after enough of you signed a petition, and I did plenty of pep talking to get his gumption up, we convinced him to come on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only Cow-Boy.
Nice, thanks. I like how you did that there.
Of course. You know we can't have you on here without me giving you a hard time.
That's exactly why I didn't want to come on in the first place.
Oh, don't be such a stick in the mud. We're just having some fun. Lighten up.
Yeah, okay.
Let's start with your name. Where'd you come up with it? And why'd you go that route?
Well, I really like cows. I grew up around them. I think they're fascinating and majestic in their own way. And I have also been known to be quite powerful at times.
I'll say, I had a jalapeno jack burger from Shelly's Shake Shack the other day, and it messed me up something fierce.
Well, you know that isn't what I meant. I'm referring to the noble tradition of draft animals. Bulls, oxen, beasts of burden.
All right, I can see that. So they serve as an inspiration to you in a way.
Sure, you could say that.
So is there ever any confusion when you tell people your name? Do they ask you where your boots and hat and chaps are?
Not usually. The costume is more indicative of the essence of a cow, as opposed to the cattle herders of the Wild West renown.
Uh-huh. For those who aren't familiar, why don't you give us a brief description of your attire?
Oh, well, let's see. We'll start at the top. I wear a helmet that has been modified with a protective eye shield and a horns, of course, and an earpiece that picks up radio frequencies.
And stylish to boot.
Next, I have some armored padding on my chest, shoulders, elbows, and knees. My boots are equipped with cloven hooves that are steel-toed. I have a utility belt that is similar to yours.
But not as cool.
Yeah, and then the most important part is the power udder.
Yes, that's the part we're all wondering about. Please.
The power udder is a finely tuned piece of equipment. It has been refined and built so many times over the years, I've almost lost count.
How many?
147. Each model has undergone several hours of field testing, and each time I've been able to improve upon it. For example, the current iteration has a Kevlar lining and a Teflon coating. Each teat can fire a liquid projectile at over 300 PSI.
Teat?
Yes, well, that's enough pressure to put someone's eye out at 100 yards.
Of course. It's just... teat!
You know what? I don't need this. You asked me to come on your stupid show.
I know, I'm sorry. Let's get to some questions from the listeners, okay? That sound all right?
Yeah, sure, okay.
All right. Jerry from Columbus, Ohio wants to know, have you always been such a nerd, or did that only happen when you decided to throw your life away and pretend to be a superhero?
Are you serious? Is that a real question?
Yeah, that's what it says right here.
Do I have to answer it?
No, not at all. I'll answer it for you. Jerry, yes. The answer is yes. He's always been a nerd. However, if you insist on writing in to insult my sidekick, you and I are going to have words. Next, Susanna from Birmingham, Alabama, wants to know if you are single or if you are interested in a long-distance relationship.
Come on, quit joking around.
It ain't no joke. Look it, right here. She even put one of them smiley faces with the kissy hearts.
Did she send a picture?
This just in, ladies. All relational inquiries must include a current headshot and personal measurements.
No, they don't. Don't say that. I was just curious.
Shallow, man. Shallow.
Oh, like you weren't thinking the exact same thing.
I'll have you know that I think a woman's mind is the most attractive thing about her.
You are so full of it.
Next question. Oh, you like this one. Roberto of Memphis, Tennessee wants to know, when it comes to your inventions, are you self-taught or do you have any formal education?
Well, Roberto, it's a bit of both, you see. I've fostered a knack for tinkering from an early age. I used to take things apart and try to put them back together again, much to my parents' chagrin. I did study engineering at a local community college for a short while, but most of my education has come from my own personal investigative studies.
I call it the University of YouTube.
Yeah, I'll call it what you want, but the next time your computer needs fixing, who are you gonna call?
Fair enough. I suppose there's something to be said for interweb learning.
Are there any more questions?
Keep your tail on. We got 20 minutes to kill.
Well, that reminds me. I also wear a detachable tail that doubles as a bullwhip and a bolas.
Oh, yeah. That has come in handy a couple of times. Next question. Sandy from Richmond, Virginia is asking, what are your favorite snack foods and how do you stay in such great shape? Great shape? You must have the wrong sidekick, Sandy. This boy here is a tub of lard.
Thanks, Mullet. That's a real ego booster.
I ain't here to boost your ego, boy. I already have to boost your jelly butt into the pickup every time we go out.
That's right. Just keep making those jokes.
Well, I have to do something to bring some levity. You always taking yourself so seriously and all. Take a breath. Eat a cookie.
You have cookies?
Of course I got cookies. What kind of podcast host would I be without cookies? Here.
Thanks.
Don't talk into the mic with your mouth full. Sandy, cowboy here likes whoopie pies, pork rinds, Slim Jims, hot fries, licorice ropes, and Monster Energy drinks. Personally, I like moon pies, Funyuns, combos, Mike and Ike's, and Red Bull. But truth be told, we ain't picky. Care packages can be sent to...
Whoa, hold on a second.
Oh, yeah. Guess I better not disclose our location. Well, I guess you can support our sponsors and give us a favorable review on iTunes. That ought to count for something. We're going to go to a quick commercial now. And when we come back, Cowboy will answer more of your questions and we'll tell some more of our favorite adventures.
Hey. Sloppy Joe here for Eric's Secret Stash. Where do you go for the best product on the market? It doesn't matter, because if it's anywhere other than Eric's Secret Stash, you're getting your fix in the wrong places, man. Only Eric knows where he scores his sweet merch and how he sells them to you at the best prices around. No other dealer compares, man. Hard to find collectibles and tons of stuff you've never even heard of before. Look for Eric's Secret Stash at a comic and toy convention near you and find him year-round on his Facebook page. Don't forget to tell him that Sloppy Joe sent you.
We're back, and by we, I mean me and my sidekick Cowboy. CB, one of the most common questions that we got had to do with our origins and how we met, and what was our first caper, things of that sort. You reckon we could answer some of that without giving away too much about our secret identities?
I suppose we could. I mean, I think some things are common knowledge among certain circles, but we can still try to maintain the illusion of mystery if you want.
Great. I'll start and you jump in.
I expect no less.
Oh ho! You think you're a better storyteller than me?
I would never presume.
By all means, presume away. What was our first crime-fighting adventure?
Well, the real adventure or our imaginary adventures as Red Rat Tail and Cow Lick?
Ah, hearkening back to the days of our youth, are we?
Yes, well, just a thought. We had some good times then, and to think it never would have happened if you hadn't saved me from those bullies all those years ago.
A happy accident.
That led to a lot of training and a common sense of purpose.
Brothers united in justice.
But I guess the first major criminal we thwarted was the Bovington Pyro.
Yes, Billy Rhodes, the closet arsonist who worked as a volunteer firefighter.
Uh-huh, he eluded the authorities for weeks before we were on the case.
Yeah, mostly burned down abandoned buildings in the middle of the night. Didn't do much harm until they found the charred remains of that homeless vet one time.
We covertly interviewed some locals and started keeping an eye on Billy when he became the
covertly
number one suspect.
He spilled the beans to a cute girl at a bar that we was looking for the arsonist, and we thought it could be him. She just confirmed our suspicions.
Anyway, we followed Billy around and even confronted him at one point, but the trail was going cold since no fires had been started for a few days. Eventually, though, we caught him trying to light up in an empty shotgun house on the outskirts of town. R.M. tackled him and put out the blaze with Billy's own self.
Yeah, I did. Then we tied him up with his own duct tape and called the police to come.
That felt pretty good.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, and from that day forward, we kept a close eye on the news reports and our ear to the police scanner.
Those were the days, back when things were simple. Busting up moonshine operations, stopping cattle rustlers, roughing up burglars and petty thieves, and the law normally just looked the other way. We didn't get in their way, and they let us do our good deeds.
I think they're probably just lazy.
Could be. Who are we to judge? We did a lot of good in those days. Served a lot of justice where it was delinquent.
It was easy by comparison.
Yeah, no miles and miles of red tape, no enforced regulations on vigilante warfare, no cyberbullying on social networks when someone gets offended.
I told you not to read those comments.
I can't help it. They come right to my phone.
Give it to me.
Why do folks have to be so mean?
Oh, they're just trolls seeking validation from behind the safety of a screen. They wouldn't do it if they thought for a moment that there could be any negative repercussions.
Well, I got a whole bag full of negative repercussions whenever they're ready.
I think you'll agree that we have bigger fish to fry.
Well, you know what? That reminds me of the time we fought the catfish. We should get him on the show sometime.
That would be interesting. Not sure anyone would be able to understand them, but it might be entertaining to try.
Yeah, man. That guy is a heap of garbled nonsense.
I am not a bottom feeder.
You remember?
Of course I remember. He was one of the first mutants we came across after the big occurrence.
That's right. Poor Ted. I'm still not convinced he got what was coming to him.
Bull hockey. Dirty Ted DuBois was a low-down thug who ran dogfights and moved meth. Turning into a giant mutated catfish man was too good for him.
I guess. Still.
You guess?
I am not saying he didn't deserve it. I just think that justice comes in different forms. Maybe being genetically modified into an aquatic, scaleless detritivore wasn't the fairest option.
Well, who said justice was fair?
Sometimes
we don't get what we deserve. Other times we get what we don't deserve. It's a roll of the dice.
You really believe that?
Not totally. It's the difference between grace and mercy.
I'm not sure this podcast is long enough for your philosophical ramblings.
It is my podcast.
Yes, but the audience may not stick around.
They love me. These comments here prove it.
That's because I deleted all the bad comments.
And I thank you. One last question before we wrap this up. Lewis in Browning, Montana would like to know, have you ever thought of going solo? I'm sure Red Mullet could survive without you, and you guys could still team up from time to time. P.S. I am available if either of you needs a new sidekick. I see what you're doing there, Lewis. I see where you're going. Nice try. I am not taking any applications for sidekicks at this time, though.
Besides, R.M. would be at a terrible disadvantage if I was not there to assist him.
Now hold on a minute. Well, Lewis here ain't wrong in assuming that I can handle things by myself in the field. It's you he's mistaken about.
There we go.
I mean, come on. You, out there, by your lonesome, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Where do you get off? We've been training for decades now. How am I so much less capable than
you? For starters, you get winded just tying your shoes.
If you're implying that I'm overweight, you are way out of line.
Oh, I'm not saying you're overweight. I'm saying you're grotesquely obese.
That's it. I'm done. I am so done.
Done eating? Did we run out of food?
You could not be more hypocritical. You complain about people criticizing you, then you turn around and do the same thing to me, your partner.
Well, come on, at least I do it to your chubby little face.
Ah, you incorrigible cowpie.
I'm not even sure what that word means, but if it's anything like tenacious, you are correct, sir. Ah. I guess that's our show for today. Thanks for listening again. You can send Cowboy your condolences and words of affirmation to redmulletmovie@andrewchandler.net or his mama's house, if you know where that is. Hint, they got a milk jug for a mailbox.
Shut up, mullet.
Don't worry, he'll be around for a long time. Join us next week when we interview more unsung heroes and unrepentant villains on the Red Mullet Podcast.
This here's been a Monumental Flounder production. Written and produced by Andrew Chandler. Red Mullet and Cowboy created by Jay Choop. For more Red Mullet content, including a webcomic and video clips, go to andrewchandler.net.